Very good morning to all. So now it's almost breakfast time. 7:20. Oh, you still got 6 minutes. Anybody got any meditation to report? You can slowly, mindfully come out of meditation and maintain your mindfulness throughout. Aware from within and determined to be mindful of every action, every movement, present moment. Constantly remind yourself when you lapse into lack of mindfulness, or technically it's already thinking, heedless. But not the heedless thinking, I know. But at least you are attending to things without awareness within. So you're determined to be mindful, determined to be mindful. Okay, anybody who has any meditation to report or ask any question, quick one. Put up your hand, come forward. Ah, yes, Mandy. Mindy, sorry, not Mandy. I almost make a mistake.
Good morning, Brother Teo. I think I benefited a lot from the Buddhist Sadhu yesterday.
Ah, good. Yes. Thank you.
Sadhu. And then my mind become more quiet. Yes, this morning meditation, my mind become more quiet and quiet. And I can feel the coolness.
Very good. Very good. Means you start to feel your heart quiet, peaceful, cool. No more of last time the energy, heat and all those things. Good.
And then I benefited a lot from the teaching yesterday. Although Brother Teo has explained many times about the brain and the heart. I only use this, during the Dharma talk. Yesterday I realized that why don't I use it in my, 24
hours. Daily life, yes.
Yes, and it really benefited a lot. Then yesterday, the mind become silent by itself. Yes, and then the mindfulness is like, when I hear the bell ring, the mindfulness aware by itself is like, no sound, it's like, juk.
Correct.
At first I thought that I'll be frightened by the
bell ring. It's like that, stop. No sound. The awareness come back, stop. Then there is clarity. Then when you stabilize, it's totally different. Everything that you come to be aware is very different. Even when you are resting, silent, spacious awareness. Because it's spacious. Whatever that arises within the phenomenal world, the senses will pick it up. In which sense, you don't need to know. It will just go there. Especially the one that is very prominent. Then sometimes for normal heedless people, you become fearful and frightened. But the one that has this awareness, it will go there. When it go there, because of the wisdom and the awareness, it will just stay. But for those who don't have the stable understanding yet, initially, like there is a movement there. Then sometimes fear can arise. We have fear of the unknown. The brain don't understand. Then this hormone release, which is fear. That's why all these emotions are very fast. It comes from the thought, nothing else. So if you don't have the thought disturbing you, the conditioning disturbing you, if there is wisdom, at the moment of sense experience, it will just be aware, that's it. Then the content of consciousness and all those things is not from the conditioning. It's through your wisdom, your cultivation, your understanding via the Dhamma. That's why there is clarity and you know what to do. You don't panic. You don't stir your mind. You don't allow it to be like last time. You will start to learn all this. Very good.
And I feel really much more easier.
A lot more easier.
Just be here.
When you listen from here, stay here at the heart area, because recording they cannot see what we do. You stay at the heart here. Like even yesterday, I think Mimi's son, I remember after the session, he told Mimi the mandala. He pointed to the whiteboard. He said, that one very good. So Mimi thought it was a yin-yang symbol. The son said, no. The nature, the consciousness there. Oh, because he said he was trying to understand that. So very few people can have that. But when you stay here, like I say, you got no what they call heedless thinking, because you are away from the brain. Then you realize most of the time you are here, you are just aware at the heart area, aware. Then the heedless thinking, slowly become much less. That's why she can straight away can feel the calmness, the peacefulness, the quietness. Then when you are here, the yin yang is balanced back. Somehow, when you are able to detect the gateway later on, it will be completely balanced back. Then you become very different. Then he realized she can sleep well, because no more of those. If you are up at the forehead, that's why my last guide said, this is hell, where you create a lot of thinking. And this is the one that creates disorder in the brain. Then you find difficult to sleep. Very good. Sadhu.
Thank you.
Anything to add?
I think that's all for
me. Good. Never mind. Then now I read the Hatsutta. Then you will understand better.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, very good. Thank you so much, Mindy. Turn to page 88. Question 1. You remember? It was here that we went into all this. He said, when I listen from my heart during Dhamma sharing, I feel very peaceful and happy. There is clarity. But this state does not last. Why is it? I feel this way. I also forgot who were this Kayamita. Because this Kayamita is not bad. Because after listening to what I share, it was 5 years ago almost, 2012. I don't know if it's a he or a she, but most probably she, because percentage-wise, more girls than men. I think about 80% are lady. So, the question prompted me to answer. Then you listen attentively to the way I answer, you will understand a lot of things. This could be due to your past cultivation that enable you to have this ability to listen from your heart. And it looks like conditions are now different. Conditions are now ready for you to connect back to your past cultivation. You see, these are the things that I say will be very unique and peculiar to the cultivator. That's the reason why when they ask questions or when they relate their experience, you will know these are the people who have done certain things in the past. Otherwise, they cannot have this. These are not normal people, normal heedless people's ability. So I told this person, I don't know whether it's a lady or a man, I forgot. I totally got no memory of who this person is. But I know this Kayamita was beautiful at that time. Not physically. The past, the nature. So that's why I told this Kayamita, I said, it looks like conditions are now ready for you to connect back to your past cultivation. Then I make this prediction for that person. You will progress very fast from now on. Because when you know how to listen from your heart, when you know how to listen from your heart with your full awareness there, then the brain, which is up in your forehead, will not condition you to think, comment, judge, and react so strongly as before. Because there is like a break. When your attention is most of the time at the forehead while listening. Because when you are at the forehead, the memory is there, the thought, the conditioning, everything is there. And thought is respond to memory. That's why you very fast on, think a lot. And you think you very great, multitask and all those things. You go and do. If you don't have the Dhamma, you will store all the psychological memory. the conditioning, the reaction, the stirring of mind, the fear, the phobia, the scars of memory, everything is there. Even all the trap, phobia, your unhappiness, your craving, your desire, your whatever what they call psychological hurt, they are all there. That's why when you constantly think from there, my teacher says, hell, my last guide. Not to say you cannot use your brain, please, don't get me wrong. When you need to solve technical thing, go ahead and use your brain, please. Mechanical thing. When you want to remember where you live, recall how you sign your check and all those things, you better go to the brain there. So easier to access. But as you develop more and more stability or awareness, listening from the heart, doing everything from the heart, actually I came to realize, like the memory, it may be in the brain, no? But through the awareness, you can have that. I don't know what the type of memory is. It's not the like the last time very, very cross and very active one, near up there. This one, when you need, it come to you. When there's condition, only it come to you. Then it's normally quiet, peaceful, just aware, and not much movement or activity down there. You need to reflect to understand something. It's very quiet, just clear, and that contemplative understanding will come. Or then you just relax and say, sometimes you try to remember something, what you all do? You all try very hard to think. Isn't it that way you all? Yeah? You try very hard to remember. I never do that one. I just relax. And I realize I just relax. When you say something or when the condition come, I will recall. But if condition doesn't come, I cannot recall. Never mind. Because this one is really so different. The whole brain and the thing is really so different. It's non-grasping. And it cannot retain as memory. The moment I speak, it's gone. Because it doesn't have that ability to hold on to thing anymore. They call it the non-grasping aggregate. And this aggregate is free, completely free. But you will not understand this until later, until you yourself have developed the cultivation, the transformation, and then all this will become clear. So I read on. You will do this as before when your attention is most of the time at the forehead while listening. Since thoughts are response to memory, so by listening from the heart, there will be very much less thought. But initially, this is the part I told you earlier, it will be like the listening is in bits and pieces because it's not connected to the memory. You cannot understand so fast because you are not used to it. There is a way. And not really connected to the memories. And what happens initially when you try to listen from the heart, it very quickly go back to the forehead. You don't believe, you go and try. Very quickly you go back to the forehead. Then you try to stay at the heart, then like there is a gap on bits and pieces, like you become very slow. Just like that lady, the husband observed, then tell the wife. He said, last time you were very fast one, had multitask and all those things, very alert one. But now he didn't use the word blah blah. He said, like, slow already. No, when you have the clarity and the understanding, you will live life differently. Because heedful living is different. Fully aware. Clarity. Then the brain doesn't interfere. The conditioning doesn't interfere that much. But of course, when they are not stable, they have this when they develop the meditation. Then after that, they go back to daily life. the thinking will start again, but not like last time, so heedless already. Then they will experience different things. Then you have to learn to use that condition to live your daily life. And you will go back to normal. Even when you listen from your heart, you are like a normal human being again. Then this one is real living, heedful living, just awareness. Don't just because I say this, you keep on listening from the heart. Don't create your own trouble. Because when you are not ready, you try, it will go back to your forehead, I tell you. Develop the mindfulness first, the daily mindfulness. Then straighten your view. When you have that ability, then you try. That's why I say always aware from within. Within means the heart there, aware. You just return the awareness to the heart area. Then from inside, aware outside. Then from inside, aware of all the movement inside. That's why the Buddha said, mindful. All the four foundations of mindfulness. Mindful of whatever, internally. Then externally. You always hear this word, isn't it? Yeah? Then internally and externally. You can do that means you are already very skillful. Even if you can be mindful internally, you are already good. Because that is reversing the light to shine within. And you can be outwardly mindful, you are also not bad. The worst are those who are completely heedless, no awareness at all, no mindfulness at all, neither in nor out. They are always out. Because they are never aware, either in nor out. But they are heedless all the time outside. Even when they are thinking, they don't know they are thinking. It's only after that they realize they are thinking. But at the moment of thinking, when thought arise, there is no awareness. There is this heedlessness of just thinking, getting lost in thought, preoccupied with the thought and its content. Then you stir your mind, react through all the habitual tendency conditioning. That's the reason why the Buddha said you are heedless. And the heedless as if did. If you live like that way, you have not improved in meditation at all. Despite the calmness, the peacefulness, and the fantastic concentration that you have. So what? In the midst of life, you are completely heedless, not aware. So the real meditation is very different. Then I read on. But don't worry, because it is normal, and you should continue to listen from your heart until it becomes normal or natural again for you to do that. Actually, that is the correct way to listen. That is true listening from the heart, attentive. Listening with your full attention or conscious awareness. Without the interference of thought, it is a sign of good progress. See? You can do that. When you have less thought, more awareness, you have progress. The avijja paccaya sankhara, the link has been weakened. Also, understand that like all phenomena, it is impermanent. So do not expect this same experience to be repeated all the time. So it's like good meditation, asana. Because when he experienced this, glimpses of this, listening from the heart and awareness, most of the time is during the class, the sharing. Then when he is meditating or contemplating or reflecting, when you are with the Dhamma activity, and this one cannot last. Don't expect it to last unless you have stabilized it until so clear and so stable, until it's part of your nature. And then, throughout the day, you are like that. There is nothing inside that. Just fully aware. Then you can stay there 24 hours. Even while you are asleep, it's there. That's why the snoring, the very first sound, grong, is there. Even it wants to go into the subconscious and the unconscious and sleep and rest the body, is fully aware, then you have a choice to maintain awareness within, or you just let the body rest. But later on, when you are beyond study, you know what is beyond study? Huh? Asika means you don't need to do already. You don't need to train beyond training. Then you can allow the body to rest straight away. No need to, like last time, ever mindful, cultivating, contemplating, reflecting. You only do it when there is this training that you are undertaking. That's why you have to undertake the training role and keep to it. But when the wisdom is there, you understand already, you don't have to do all this anymore. But it doesn't mean that you are not developing the further understanding of life, the rising of wisdom. Life itself is your greatest teacher. Wisdom is unending, like what my teacher told me. Because evolution, civilization, is keep on evolving. And there are a lot of very, very unique, new and weird things around. Everything is Dhamma. So what you learn is no longer what ordinary people learn. They learn Dhamma. You learn understanding and wisdom from life itself. These are still Dhamma, but these are the not... Oh, sorry, time already. Oh, we have to go for breakfast. Huh? Thank you, sir. Sorry. Okay, if you come back only, I continue. Huh? We are too long. Yeah. Okay, pay your respect, then go for breakfast. But this part is, how come I answer so long? Oh, never mind. After we find out. Wow, 2 pages plus I answer. Wow, almost 2 full pages. Huh? Okay, you can go for breakfast. Huh? Okay. Do sadhu, sadhu. Don't be shy to rejoice. This is a parami, a meritorious action, and you don't know how to rejoice. But of course, you must have a reason to do it, because when you can understand that rejoicing is very, very true and sincere.